outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, April 8th.
Woohoo! Good morning, Sam.
I'm here with the studio.
With the studio
in Stephanie yet once again.
Somebody hasn't had their coffee this morning.
There you go. I've had it, but I'm still. You just make me confused when I talk.
Oh,
you know.
Is it my beauty?
It's your beauty. It stops me cold every time.
You can settle down.
So what's going on this morning? How you doing?
Do you ever wake up and feel like you've been like raped and beat up in your sleep?
Every morning, yes.
Okay. Like I'm not even kidding. Like I woke up this morning and it was like sheets everywhere. Like,
really?
I don't know what I did in my sleep, and I just felt like somebody like the bad kind of rape.
Really?
There's really any good kind. Well, you know.
Did you dream about one too?
No, I wish I had like a sexual dream and I woke up and I was all hot and heavy. Nothing. I just literally feel like somebody punched me in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why. What happened?
I don't know.
You think you were just going wild while you were sleeping?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just feel wrecked this morning.
Has it happened to you before?
Yeah.
Really?
A couple times before, yeah. Wow. You? No, not so much.
Well, it happens to me every morning. I feel like there's a truck on my head when I have to get up in the morning.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's the situation, you know. But otherwise,
better than that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I guess the rain never materialized. I promised you
it
rain yesterday.
Bullshit.
But yeah, so much for the forecast.
That
you know,
it was bullshit.
It was bullshit. Yeah.
Actually, no, it did rain for like a second.
It did.
Down in Anaheim at night.
Oh, really?
At like 7.
Really?
So you kind of lied, yeah.
I see. How would you know?
I was down there. I told you
really?
I had to go to that Aerodef.
That's true,
That Aerodef conference. Oh, my God. It's over. It was
over
3 days of, like, nerds.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, really smart nerds.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. I mean, it
but
was
But you
fun.
Couldn't, yeah, you couldn't relate.
Well, I just felt so dumb.
Really?
Like, I was like, what does this do? And then they would explain. And I was like, I don't know.
I know. I don't get the idea of getting beautiful women to stand in a booth and you're totally not related to the product or anything.
Yeah, but it gets people there.
That's true. But then they start interviewing you or asking you questions and you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, I'm not that. Thanks, Sam. I'm not that stupid.
I thought that's what you were trying to tell me. I don't know.
No, I mean, there's things when they're like talking about their product. I'm like, so what do you do? And they're like, we do. Like, I can't even begin to explain what these people do. They're amazing. I mean, talented, smart as hell. But I was down there. I just felt so dumb.
Really?
And I was like, so, did you watch American Idol last night? And they were like, we don't even know what that is.
Oh, no, we're getting this problem again, right?
I thought you fixed it.
I did. I put a new cable in here. Anyway, let's not think about it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what else is going on, Sam? Anything?
Okay. The government is going to shut down, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
I don't know how a government of the first world power can actually shut down, but
can just decide.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's embarrassing. I think it's really embarrassing.
I don't understand.
We can't get
it.
Our budget together, you know.
I don't understand it all, but we will talk about it.
But that's the extent of our politics for this morning.
Oh.
So
that's it. Now we're going to talk about stupid shit that doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Right?
And talking about stupid shit, no, I'm kidding. We've got...
Oh, look at that segue. Welcome.
I thought
you guys,
it sounded funny,
studio.
But what a way to bring out the
all
guests.
All right.
You know?
Thanks so much, Sam.
Wow.
You know,
I wanted to make
days,
you feel welcome.
Wow.
You know?
I don't think I've ever been introduced that way.
Yeah, I never in my
shit,
life.
Speaking of shit.
And
welcome.
Stupid.
No, I'm just kidding.
There's
guys.
A reason why Stephanie's getting pounced in bed. I'm just saying.
For the record, I'm really glad that Sam has never woken up and felt like he got raped. I really am.
After that comment, he should damn be
if he had said that, I would have gone, Okay, Sammy.
Oh, God.
That's okay. By
aliens,
a woman,
Stephanie.
It would be fine.
It's the aliens.
It is the aliens.
It's the aliens.
You are a Scientologist.
I came to you, baby. I came happening? Early. I came
Why
early.
Why did we invite him in here? I hate Scientologists.
I'm not a Scientologist.
He's not. I'm kidding.
That's the funny
I
thing
know.
About
I'm
it.
Kidding.
Okay. Well, let's introduce you guys. We have Carlton Wilburn, of course, and Tara Gray, and they're both from the show No Limits. That's coming on today at 1, mm-hmm. every Friday at 1. And we'll talk about your show in a minute and stuff.
Sure.
But how did you guys meet and when did you meet?
Mm. You want to tell the story, should I?
Ladies first.
Well, Carlton and I actually, you know, I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved out here to Los Angeles about, I guess, 3 years ago. I was a television host there for about 5 years.
Okay.
And, you know, it gets to the point where you're in Alabama, it's like, all right,
right.
You gotta either go
right.
or just say, okay, this is going to be my life and I'm going to be a news anchor for the rest of my life. So I said, all right, I'm going to move out there and give this a shot.
Right.
And so I started taking a hosting class, kind of like an acting class. You're an actress, you know, just kind of keep your skills up.
Got it.
And it was from the wonderful Marky Costello.
Marky Costello.
Very, very, very tough lady. And Carlton and I met in hosting class.
Wow.
And we just instantaneously became...
It was kismet.
It was. I mean, it's just you meet those people in life sometimes where you're just right on track, you know?
Yeah, and it's like a soul connection type of a thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Like
well,
with us, Sam.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, just our energies were connected, but, you know, once we got into some exercises and had to really start to look at what sort of our platform as a host might be about, we really had an instant blend, you know, entertainment, consciousness, all of that. And once we came together, I mean, the work, you know, it's just, it's been an easy, easy, constant flow. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Plus, she's pretty.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so is he.
Yeah. You're very pretty.
I'm a pretty man.
He's handsome.
You are pretty.
Well, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, you're both beautiful.
I think there's a moment. She started hating you,
and now I love
And now her. She loves you.
I'm in love with you.
Glad
a table between
Why are your
us,
hands spreading
say.
On the table?
I'm just saying. I'm
Why
glad
are your hands
a...
spreading?
Well, I'm getting a little excited. Apparently, my rape wasn't enough last
week. Wow.
She needs another one.
I need more. Let's go.
Chocolate on vanilla. I'm just saying.
There we go. My favorite.
Tara, help me.
I mean,
he's terrified.
Usually, I'm not up this early because I work really late nights. But you know what? I need to get up more often.
We are funny
this
in the
is
morning.
What it's like.
This is what mornings are like.
So thank you guys
cool.
so much
yeah,
for having
thank you
us.
Guys for having
of
us.
Of course. It's, you're a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
So when did that happen? When did you guys meet?
We've now, this is 2011, about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty
and,
cool.
And we worked pretty solidly together for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
We both decided to take a break. Gave that some time, went and did our own worlds. But, mm-hmm. you know, we both knew that we wanted to come back together. We just needed to find what would be the right thing.
Right.
So with our No Limits show, we actually started with a series of webisodes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we flooded out a bunch of those. And then we knew that we want to continue with the brand. So we contacted Sam.
Yes.
And got the radio show going. And now we're in the process of setting it up to pitch it to the TV networks.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you
That's
go.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have found your voice. You found your rhythm. And the show is amazing. You know,
yes.
I mean, I love
Thank
listening
you.
To you
Thank
guys.
You.
Very
Thank
inspirational, very motivating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're focusing on, right?
Yeah. You know, I think I come from a background, you know, I started off as a news producer, and I knew kind of quickly into that world, I knew that, you know, the day-to-day, you know, death and destruction, and, you know, murder and all of this, that just wasn't me.
Right.
You know, you feel that, I think, sometimes, and anybody listening, if you're in a job that, you know, is not you and it's not your passion, you know.
Right.
In your core being, that's not you.
Right.
So I knew really, really early on that wasn't me. And I've always had this, I don't know, my sister always told me, Terry, you should be a motivational speaker because I get on those phone calls, you know, with your sister, like 4 or 5 hour phone. And, you know, you give the information. And, and, you know, the thing is, that's always what I love to do. And this is my day off from the real world job. And I look forward to coming in here every single day because I could sit here and talk about living a life of no limits and doing your passion, living your passion and being a happy person all day long. And I think the world needs more of laughter. I think they need more positivity. And I think they need more good news and knowing that somebody's on their side. They're sitting there listening to them and giving them inspiration.
And also knowing that there are tools out there, you know, because the media is not, you know, it will proliferate all the things that are wrong and what you should be petrified by.
Right.
But there are no solutions for you.
Right.
And
right.
that's what Tara and I really are also engaging ourselves to do, is to give, you know, you as all of the listeners and everybody just some little bit of skill sets. Just try them on. You know, mm-hmm. these are our thoughts. It's our opinions of what works for us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You
sure.
know, and as we do on our show, we're really laying out what our processes of being human and growing as well. So it's we're, you know, on some
podium. Because we all have days.
We got it all together. You know? So that's what our show is, No Limits. And we get to talk to a wide range of guests and cross sections of people and topics, because it is No Limits.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's awesome.
So Tara, what do you do outside of that? What is your what is the main thing?
Well, you know, it's a funny story. I moved, from L.A., from Birmingham to L.A., and, you know, of course, you got to get that job. Mm-hmm. So 6 months after being here, I went on an audition, and I gave myself a year. You know, I gave myself a year to, you know, find a hosting job out here.
Uh-huh.
And 6 months being here, I auditioned and I got a hosting job with Gems TV, which was located in Reno, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
So my family was like, wait a minute, you moved from Birmingham to LA, now you're moving to Reno. What are you doing? You know, already I'm the only one that left the state.
Right.
So Gems TV was a home shopping network for jewelry.
Oh,
so I'd never done it before.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I go there 6 months. I'm like, yeah, I can't do Reno. So I move back, and you know, I'm a certified gemologist now with the Gemological Institute of America.
Whoa,
because they
helped
me get my certification. And
She's a jewelry expert.
Yeah. And I fell into another job with Direct Shopping Network. So I sell jewelry, high-end jewelry, not sterling silver.
Really?
You know, this really, like, you know, $12,000, $14,000, $15,000,
$20,000
pieces on live television.
Yeah.
Five nights a week.
Wow,
yeah. So that's
cool.
why my VC,
but at night?
Yeah. And it's just jewelry. Just jewelry.
Just jewelry.
And she's dang good at it, too.
Yeah. It's a lot of talking. That's why my voice sounds like this. Sorry, no, I do not smoke 12 packs of cigarettes a day. They're all going, what did they have this girl on the radio for? Listen to her voice.
So how many hours do you sell at night?
Usually just 3.5, but we've had some people out. So I've been, last night I did another 6-hour shift. So the last 3 nights I've been on air live for 6 hours.
Wow.
So it's like 18 hours of talking in the last 72 hours.
Jeez.
And she is literally like the ever ready bunny.
Get a light right now. I usually go to sleep and I'm pitching in my sleep. And I'm like, am I dreaming?
Or wow, how her voice just got it. She's like pitching.
Get a light right now. You got to call. You're going to miss it. Yes, that's my real world job.
Is it really? It's really expensive. I can't afford it.
Oh, no. There are some pieces that you can afford. Like we had Burma Ruby stud earrings last night. We're like $89. You know. We got some good pieces.
All right.
We got some good affordable pieces,
I'll
too.
Check. So. And what channel? I'm sorry?
Well, it's on DirecTV 224, Dish 221.
Oh, yeah.
And on a lot of cable providers throughout the nation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So we can check you out.
Yeah. Do we have it here on cable?
Yes, we
do. Like Time Warner and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh, there's so many. We got Time Warner. We have so many. I'm not real sure what channel it is on here.
Right.
But you can always go to DSNTV.com also. We're there.
DSNTV.
Yeah.com.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'd like to watch that, even though I can't afford anything.
You should buy something for your wife, Sam.
Yeah.
Come on.
Or for you.
Oh,
you're the new co-host.
You know
what?
Why not? Why not just your wife? Why not me?
Don't buy. I'll bring you something. Don't do that. I'll get you something. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm sure you
I'll bring you something, too.
Hold on, Tara. I didn't know it was that easy. Bring a brother something.
Okay.
I'll wear a ruby something on my pinky.
Will you wear a pearl necklace?
I'll pimp it.
All right. Oh, you would. You would. You would pimp the pearl necklace.
Oh, wow. I don't like pearls.
Okay.
It's the only thing I don't like.
Got it.
Okay.
Note to self.
She does like diamonds.
Stephanie, it's a gift. Wow.
I know, that's so mean. I'm like, whatever.
I don't want any pearls.
Yeah. I want everything else but pearls.
Let me give you the list.
What a bitch I am. What a bitch.
No, you know what? I like that about Miss Stephanie here, and I think you made the right hire, Sam, because girl speaks her mind.
Yes.
And you need that.
She does.
You need
she
a strong
does.
Woman
Sometimes.
In here with you, Sam.
Yes, definitely.
Sometimes he wants to kill me. And it's only
haven't had a
week.
Chance yet, but maybe I will one day.
I brought you donuts this morning, Sam.
I know. Oh, it's amazing. You guys can have some donuts too.
Keep them away.
They smell so good. I love the smell of donuts.
Can you smell from here? Yeah. She's like, they smell so good.
They
right
do.
Now.
They smell
they're
so good.
They're way out in the lobby and the doors
I'm just
closed.
Glad that they're not Krispy Kremes because they look like real donuts. Yeah. Like Dunkin' Donuts, kind of thick. Not the airy sugar in your mouth, a pound of it. No.
They're tasty donuts.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. In my house.
Well, that's cool. I happen to like Krispy Kreme, if you don't mind.
High injection.
That was my whole phones now. Don't go
He's a crack addict.
Where is there Krispy Kremes around here?
Only in Burbank that I know of. They closed a lot of them down.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah. Because they weren't making as much
because
money
people
as they
are having
used to.
Heart attacks.
Yeah, in Southern California, people don't eat
Who's
that
angry
stuff.
About
you know?
He's oh my angry gosh. About it.
I've never seen Carlton get angry
Jesus.
About anything.
Carlton, settle down there, buddy.
I learned something
Give him
new.
A donut.
I learned something new about Carlton every single time we're on the air, and I just found out he's very angry about Krispy Kreme.
They annoy me.
So, Carlton, do you host other places, or what else do you do?
I do a lot of live hosting. My main world is really acting and writing. And
tell them about the amazing movie you just started.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Awesome project called The Border. We actually just wrapped a week ago Sunday. Been filming that since November. And actually, our very first guest on our show was the writer and producer director of it, Jane Ryan. Sets place in Nebraska. It's a really fascinating story. It kind of moves like there was a movie out years ago called The Bad Seed of like this tyrant young girl that wreaks havoc on her family. Mm-hmm. Anyway, me and my wife, I am a minister, husband, father of three. We bring in a foster child. Mm-hmm. Had no idea that he's got all these conditions. Mm-hmm. And off he goes. Mm-hmm. So it really is a family story that's got a lot of suspense and drama elements about it. But what's amazing about it is the condition that the child is dealing with is a real thing called RAD, which is reactive attachment disorder.
Wow.
And so inside of while I'm trying to save my family, the audience gets the takeaway of really having information that can serve because it's a huge population of people around the world that are dealing with this thing that's often been misdiagnosed.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a really amazing project. And, you know, we just wrapped it. So keep your eyes tuned and we'll be speaking about it on our show.
Please.
And you'll know exactly when it's out.
Congrats.
That sounds
exciting.
Good.
So
yeah.
That's part of my world. And, you know, for the most part, my dancing shoes are down from having done all the world tours and being in the Madonna camp and
really?
All
wow.
that.
Wow. Oh, Mr. Dancer here. I didn't even realize
so
that.
No, no, no. He was the dancer. See, I'm Carlton's biggest cheerleader. We do these interviews and I'm like, just tell him about that. Tell him about that. And so he's like, Tara, would you shut up?
Wait, so you danced for Madonna?
I did the Blonde Ambition tour with her and then I went, actually got invited back out to do the Girly Show tour. Got to run all the auditions for it here in LA, and
wow,
so,
how is that? How is she?
She was amazing. I mean, look, it was a great time to be partnered up with the record labels because there was a lot of money in them back then.
Yeah.
You know, for the level that she was back then, which really was at the crescendo of her music thing. We had private jets. We stayed in individual suites, not just rooms.
Really?
When we traveled around the world. So we had...
Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah,
but that was
pretty amazing. Yeah. We had personal chefs, two of them, one that lived on the plane and one that lived at the venue.
Right.
And it was kind of amazing. Like one great thing that I love to say about her is she's really, really smart to make sure that the people that are the support elements around her feel as large as she is acknowledged in the world.
Really?
Wow.
So, you know, like when we went into the, because we work out of like a big hammer, like on one of the studio lots, they'll just take over a soundstage.
Mm-hmm.
That's
see.
Where all of the preliminary rehearsal time happens. So they bring in a chef for us, and she has all of the dancers trying out a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
He'll cook a you know a gaggle of this and some tofu and some turkey and some and salad ideas and we get to have a voice in what
really?
We're gonna have at our venue.
So Madonna rules a democracy.
Yes,
on tour.
Yes,
I love that.
Yeah. So it was really amazing. It was also really awesome to work with somebody that's not intimidated to have another level of size right next to her.
Right.
A lot of artists at that level are really about making sure that they stay in the forefront and they keep you back here. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, her statement, which I always love, is bring me more of you. Just bring me more of you.
I just got chills.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah, that's really
that's
good.
How that
that's
was.
Bad.
Madonna the philosopher, right?
She seems so like just shut off. Like not very friendly, very cold. Like,
really?
Well, I mean, you know, it's also the press. Like here, you know, we're seeing this, like people are following her with cameras and so I can't really believe it, but you just see this.
Well, I can say, I mean, you know, having been really at the beginning of the reality world, mm-hmm. when we did the Blonde Ambition Tour, knocked off the Truth or Dare documentary. Mm. So that was back 1989, 1990, before anything started to happen on
mm-hmm.
TV.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is really something to know that you've got cameras around you 24/7. Right. Like the way that we might be like right now, kind of laughing and being kind of wild. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit dialed back. Because you just don't know what might air. You
See,
just don't know what they're going
to
use.
That is a scary way to live.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But can you imagine like having to think about every single movement? And because they could take just even a little movement
and then spin it,
snap it, exactly.
Spin it.
I mean, I can't imagine living that way. I think so many
under
people,
scrutiny all the time. Yeah. But but that's being in the limelight.
Yeah,
you know?
And you also have to know
with the territory.
But that's why
look,
some people
to a certain degree. I mean, you know, it's also fun because we're in this business because we like attention.
Exactly.
You know? So
very narcissistic.
You can't really be hating on some cameras being on you. I mean, let's be real.
Right. It's all about me, baby.
Yeah.
So that world is great, and you know, I'm also writing. I'm working on my second book right now. I published my first book in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie?
What? No, I'm just like, I'm so impressed. I just applaud. I'm so impressed with you. I feel like I swear to God, I tell Sam, I'm like, what am I doing with my life? I watch the stupidest fucking television all the time. And you're like, I'm on my second book. I just finished my film. I was dancing with Madonna. Go on. I want to hear about it. You're awesome. I just am applauding you.
Let the girl fantasize a little bit.
I'm living through you, honey. Go ahead.
So yeah, my first book came out in 2007 called Front and Center, How I Learned to Live There. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, it really is my autobiography of what I like to say of me finally getting free.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of things that, you know, happened from my past that I created from my past that were keeping me out of my power.
Right.
And so got that done, was awesome. Got to get the best USA Book News gave me the best autobiography in 07, which was awesome because as a self-publisher in my first book out, I was up against Simon & Schuster and Penguin and all those folks.
Yeah.
I got the award. I had 8 nominees under me, so that was pretty awesome.
Wow.
And that really, you know, I wanted to create that so that I could really have a launching pad to go into the speaking world,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do now. So a lot of my work, aside from the entertainment things that I do, is about empowering people and getting people in their power.
Right.
I'm
like
sporting
that.
One of my t-shirts that I sell on my new website.
Mm-hmm.
Illuminize the Truth. It's actually one of the pieces of poetry. That, and then on my back, Stephanie, I'll let you get close to me.
Can I see it? Yeah,
no tattoos, hidden tattoos.
I've got 13 tats, actually.
Really?
I do. Sure. I've got 13, yeah.
Too fancy.
I'm a tatted empowerment speaker. Empowered with a new face. So, yeah, so that's really kind of what my world is about right now. And I just launched a new website that is all about that. And I've got some amazing products, t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some ringtones that are what I like to call consciousness calling.
Mm-hmm.
And so from my album that I did in 2008, I went inside the melodies, or actually went inside the hooks, pulled them out, cut them into MP3s, and so now when your phone rings, instead of you just getting some crazy thing,
Stephanie needs one of those.
You get like an
you can hear his
statement.
Voice
all the time.
But you need to record one for. I think you need to record one for Stephanie.
Oh,
like, that would be amazing. I love
Stephanie.
Her.
Yes.
Oh, girl.
Oh, it's going to be candy.
You're feeling powerful today.
I don't know if I should jump up for joy or just, like, come on myself. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Your voice
Tara,
is like...
Tara, see what you created?
Yeah.
See?
You Your didn't know what show you were coming to.
I
no, we
love
didn't.
This show.
Talk about everything here. Trust me, everything.
So anyway, so that's the world of the Double Gemini. That's me. I'm Carlton.
So I have questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Questions. Okay. So do you meditate?
All the time.
Okay, so do I. I'm obsessed with it too. Do you meditate?
You know what? This is something that I was going to talk to you about this on the air today. I've started trying to, but my brain goes like 90 to nothing. I think I need Adderall. I mean, I'm ADD. And I've tried to, and I'm so busy, and I'm so tired. And when I would, every single time I've tried to in the past month, fall asleep, and then I wake up, I'm like, I didn't do it again. You know, I can't stay awake.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
You fall asleep while you try to meditate.
I fall asleep. I think my body's going, just sleep.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of people fall asleep when they meditate at first. A lot. Like, this is normal.
This is
not. You're not a total freak show. I mean, you're kind of a freak show.
Kind of a freak show, yeah.
You're not a
but that's
freak
besides
show.
The point, yeah.
But you know what? Actually, there's a great resource that's out there, Ram Dass. Is a guru mm-hmm. inside the mm-hmm. world of all of that. And he has a small book out that really speaks about the various different forms of meditation. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be that you sit with your legs crossed and your palms are on your thighs and it's not about that. He just kind of breaks it down. So maybe a meditation for you might be going for a walk and thinking certain things while you're cycling or something like that.
Or doing a mantra.
You're
repeating something,
yes.
So you don't have to quiet your mind. You're just focusing on saying the mantra. That always works.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
I have some good mantras. We need to talk about this later about meditation.
Awesome.
but you're going somewhere today. Where are you going and what's happening down in Irvine today?
Oh, wow.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Because I heard something about mind things and I got a little concerned like it was Scientology. But go on.
But go on.
Now I know you're not
Proceed.
Scientologist, so go on.
No, it's totally awesome, and it's on the heels of the film that I just mentioned. So one of the young lead in it is a kid named Andy. He's 11 years old. And he was a lot of energy to manage on the set. He's really awesome and very fun. But you could tell, like, he's a dialed-in child.
Right. Yeah.
And so whatever, we finish some of the filming in Nebraska. We come back here. We're looking for some new spots to cover the workshop elements that the mm-hmm. family does with real people that are dealing with this. Mm-hmm. We come across this place called the EEG Institute. And they do neurofeedback, which is when I like to call it a brain boot. You basically go and get your brain rebooted.
Really?
So you get plugged in. They put these electrodes on your head and on the back of your thing.
Right.
And, you know, they started out basically EEG's work has been really instrumental in helping kids with RAD. It helps people that deal with seizures. But it also largely has been working with peak performance Olympians and sports figures.
Really?
Lots of them whose names are not promoting it out in the public are using this to be on their game. Mm. I heard about it because we were filming there on Sunday. I'm like, oh, my God, I want to take my brain off. Because I am an alien. I am part alien.
He admits it, by the way.
Just so you know.
And my ex-husband would think you're an alien. Go on.
So anything for me that can sort of amplify that and really, you know, I'm about mind power. That's what my whole brand is about. So I checked into it, and I went and did my first session last week, and I was telling Tara.
I'm going to do it next week.
What is it? I want to know.
Maybe so that's what it is.
What did you feel after?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. it's really kind of random, because all that you do, they put these, you know, electrodes on you.
Yeah. Right.
And you sit and you watch a movie, just like a regular movie. They have three DVDs for you to choose from.
Okay.
One that's action, like a regular film.
Right.
One that's action, one that's a romance comedy, and one that's sort of animated. Mm. You choose based on what you want to see.
Okay.
And you watch a half an hour of it. That's it. But what's happening is the velocity at which the screen changes and things are moving in and out is based off of the activity in your mind.
Right.
And it's recording your brain activity. So where you're, like, when certain colors and things and movements happen, it records where your brain is slow. It records what your brain resonates to. Mm-hmm. So then when you go back and continue the, what they call trainings, brain training, they can set it so that they're sculpting for you what your brain needs to be at its optimum.
Yeah.
And so I do the thing, you watch it for like 30 minutes and then you're done.
Yeah.
And I came off of it and instantly my voice was down here.
Doesn't it concern you they're messing with your brain and stuff like that?
Everything's messing with my brain already, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, come on,
guess,
Jesus,
okay.
Messing with my brain.
All of a sudden, he just got so ghetto. What the hell? Dude, you just, I thought you were going to take out a knife and stab Sam. Oh, my God. You got
Look,
so ghetto, baby.
I can hang with royalty, but I'm also from the south side of Chicago.
Yeah. Hey,
she's no, from you're not. Chicago
I'm
too.
From Chicago,
yeah.
Baby.
Shake hands, sister.
Wow.
What's up? What school did you go to?
I actually went to, you mean college? Or?
No, high school.
Oh, Hoffman Estates. I'm from...
Whitney Young, bam, Hoffman.
You, so you're a freaking White Sox fan, aren't you?
No.
Okay, good. No. I love you. Because I'm a Cubs fan.
Oh, okay, right on.
Okay.
I am.
So you two have a lot in common.
Yeah,
yeah, we do.
There you go, Chicago.
Oola going on in
there
the studio.
We go. Sorry, it's love, guys. I know you two have love, but I just had some Chicago love for you.
There you go.
I had to.
So, yeah, so neural feedback. It's really awesome, and that's what I'm doing today. So I'm heading out after Tara and I do our
show. It kind of helps you use all of your brain.
Yeah.
You know, because I think we've done people have done studies, and there's all kinds of articles out there where you use, like, itty bitty teeny tiny part.
Right.
And if we were able to use all of it, can you imagine how smart we would be?
Right.
Well, could you imagine what
maybe our government would be shutting down?
We could accomplish a lot.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
And then maybe I'm not then watching stupid TV all the time.
Hey,
and
I'm there with you for stupid
TV. Baby.
I was on the train of it, and I think everybody should go see Limitless.
Yes.
I heard it's amazing. It's kind of all along these lines.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Really?
Okay, so I'm going to ask the question to all of you.
Bring it.
If you could drop a pill and have all your capacity going on, but it had some interesting side effects.
Which are?
Right.
You know, that in 20 years or in 15 years, if you don't regulate the pill properly, that you will digress to like an 80-year-old in a month.
Ooh.
But in those other times when the pill is on, you have massive capacity.
Right.
So you don't have to train a language. You can just, because what the movie does, it speaks about how we're gathering information all the time,
right?
Uh-huh. We hear things, we see things, but our brain dissolves it or dilutes it. When your brain is in its highest space, it's connecting the dots to everything that you've read, seen. So you are
like
an encyclopedia.
Everything all the time.
All the time.
Right. So if you hear Spanish, you can speak Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah. I want that? I don't know who would want
I think you'd be overwhelmed, though. You know, I think
would
it
want
would be,
that.
Come on, I would want it.
I would like to try it out for a week.
But is
you're gonna get
I'd rather stay dumb.
Oh, you get addicted?
Yeah.
If I use it properly,
Sam,
will
like
I age?
No, I'd rather stay
dumb. Because imagine this. So, Tara said that she would get addicted and you would only want it for a week.
Well, if I use it properly, I don't want to age to like an 80-year-old in a month.
Okay, so check it. So you get your first interview.
I mean, I'm aging quickly we go. You know?
I love that that's her first concern. She's such a girl. I'm the same way. I'm like, well, you know.
What am I going to look like?
Maybe in a couple of years.
Okay, now this is perfect. So for the ladies, Stephanie and Tara.
Yes.
I was watching Gail King the other day, and somehow they brought up the question. Let me figure out how it went. If you could have the perfect body, if you could just create the perfect body, would you sacrifice losing a year of your life?
No.
Really? Even if you'd have the body for the rest of your life?
Oh, for the rest of my life? Like, I'm 80 and I'm looking like I'm 18?
Well, I don't know about all that, but like, you know.
No, that's
but
the case,
for a while, you know... I don't know.
You can create the perfect body for yourself.
Well, let me say this, because I believe that we're all energy anyway. I believe that we never die, that we always exist. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say
do it.
You know what? Yeah. Make the most of it. And I know I'm never going to cease to exist, as we all aren't. So I'm like, I'm in this body. Why not?
Sam,
I'm superficial.
Sam?
Yeah, besides the difference to go at 81, 82, no big deal for me. You know, I'll lose a year easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then enjoy the other years, you know, with a great body. And
there you go.
Well, now that you guys say it like that, maybe I want to change my answer.
No, you stick with it. Don't be a follower. Be a leader.
Enjoy the other parts of your life. Yeah. And look good doing it.
Because the reality is, kind of like what Sam is saying, we don't know when the last day is going to be.
Yeah.
So
right.
If you could just create that amazing version for whatever your time is going to be, then you get to have it and maximize that.
Yeah.
No, that's a small price, I think, to pay. Actually, if it was for real, it'd probably be a much bigger price. You know, like maybe lose 20 years of your life. You know, something like that.
Because they did a poll, and a lot of women are saying that they would actually lose that year. to look right.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. We're so superficial.
Yeah. It's a big issue. It's a big issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so sad. I mean, you're asking women, so yes. I mean, if men would be like, meh, most men.
Yeah, I guess. You know. I don't know. Yeah.
I think men, I would now, let's be real.
Men get better looking with age.
Do you
Let's
think?
Check
no, it. Depends.
Yes, it
depends.
Not all men, but most men.
Yeah. Men get better looking because they hang with good looking women. Yeah. So you don't know that they're butt ugly.
That's true, actually.
There you go.
I will agree with that.
Yeah, why do you think Stephanie is here? Yeah. So I can keep my youth.
Oh, God.
So Tara, you were Miss Alabama.
I was.
And,
hey, y'all.
How old were you at the time?
Seven.
Yeah.
She was 21.
21.
Yeah. Toddlers or
is there like an age limit to the competition?
Yeah, it's up to 27.
I see.
27, 28, somewhere in that range. But I did it. I competed in Miss USA. It was the first year that Trump had actually taken it over.
Right.
And I did Miss Teen USA also. It was Miss Alabama Teen USA. But yeah, it was a really, really cool experience.
Did you love it?
Yeah. You know, I'm not a pageant girl.
Okay.
Those are the only two pageants I've ever done.
Really?
You know, exactly.
Oh, I thought you'd done a lot.
No. Yeah, I did my school pageant.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the team, Miss Teen USA and Miss USA, the only two I ever did. And it's funny because you go into the Miss Teen USA and the girls are crazy. I mean, you remember when you were like 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh, I was nuts.
I was a crazy person.
Yeah.
Crazy person.
Yeah.
Little girl.
Bitches.
I mean, teenagers, the crazy people. Mm. Hated it. I mean, everybody was horrible and, you know, mean. And Miss USA was one of the most wonderful experiences of my life.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, you're there and, you know, I think it's cliche to say, I mean, there may have been some, you know, crazy girls back there, but it was just, you're among these just wonderful, wonderful people. And it was just, it was amazing.
So did you have a talent?
Miss USA is just swimsuit, evening gown, and interview. That's Miss America.
But Tara is a dancer.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah, I was a dancer.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't dance for Madonna, though?
No, I did not dance for Madonna. So, see, there you go.
Yeah.
You know
she's
what?
Waiting on Derek Hough to come
I
and choreograph
secretly
something.
Have a, I secretly have a wish, though, to be a Laker girl.
A Laker girl.
Wow.
Don't you wish you could just get out there and dance with her, like, one time? Just one time.
No, because they get shit on. They're, like, treated off.
Do they?
Oh, my God, they get paid nothing.
No,
really?
No, I just want to go dance with them. I don't want to get paid or anything. I just want to go
walk
dance.
On. Just go to a lake. Hold on.
Just go walk on.
Hold on. Tara, no limits. The show is no limits.
Exactly.
Just go walk on.
Go walk on.
Go to a
Laker. Hold on. Go to a Lakers game. Go to a Lakers game. Go get an outfit, a Lakers outfit, like a girl's. Sorry. Go get one or get something similar. Go to the game, sit front row, and when they go out and do the routine. I'm serious. Do
That's
it.
That's a great film story.
We should
right
do
there.
That for the for
That's
the sizzle reel
right
for
there.
Our show.
Well,
and I'm sitting in the sidelines.
Oh
okay,
my God.
You got to come with me though.
That sounds like something.
I mean, like, just
Paul
do it.
Would do.
Go, Jared,
we're gonna,
just do it.
But maybe we need not just once. Maybe we need to go for a little bit, learn the dance on the sidelines.
No, it's
like
better
like
that
we're
you
stalking
don't.
The Lakers.
It's better
girl.
That you don't. I'm telling you.
It's better that we just go out there once and do whatever the
you know
hell
what?
We want.
We're gonna be like the streakers at the baseball game, and they're gonna come out there and grab us.
I don't even know if they'll grab us. They'll be like, "What are they?" I don't. Should we? No, I don't know if we should take them. Like, and we're like kicking, and they're like, "But should we let them stay out there and make a fool of themselves?"
And the fact that they're all like 5'2", and I'm over here 5'11", they're like, "What's that big tall girl doing out there?"
Oh, that would be fun.
That's
we should
funny.
All go.
Yeah.
Oh, right, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, so to be in the pageant, do all of them have to be a certain height?
Oh, no. But,
so
you know,
there's
Miss
some
USA,
short girls, too?
Yeah, but Miss USA contestants, you know, normally are the taller, you know.
Right.
They're normally the, you know, they've come from the modeling world. But,
I see.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, they're tall girls.
Wow.
6 feet, you know, me in heels. I'm like 6'3", you know.
Interesting. Yeah.
Girl.
A woman in heels. Tall woman in heels.
And you're tall and you're a dancer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was a ballet dancer for years, and I was competitive cheerleader and cheered in college and did all of that. So it was fun. It was hard. doing back tucks and back handsprings being 5'10" 5'11"
Yeah. And you were obviously a base when you were a cheerleader.
Actually, I was too skinny and tall to be base. I wasn't strong enough. So I was the spotter and I was the gymnast.
I was going
to
say,
so
you
I did the tumbler. Okay. Yeah.
What does base mean?
Where they hold
the
person.
The girls, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't strong enough
doing
to do
some
that.
Lingo.
Yeah.
You're learning something new. You're welcome for that. Yeah.
Now, I read that you were a cheerleader once, right?
I was for like a second, but I was more of a dancer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I was more of a dancer.
Did
and
you
a baton
dance for Madonna?
Twirler. No, I didn't.
And a twirler?
I was a baton twirler.
Oh, I took baton. That's
you did?
Fun.
High five.
Big eagles and around the world.
Yes.
We're having a party.
I competed for quite many years, actually.
Really?
We were like state champions.
Wow. Now that's difficult to do.
Yeah.
That is difficult to do.
It was great.
And to be good at it.
Yeah, there was many times that baton fell on my head.
Like, really?
Know, maybe that's what's wrong with me.
Yeah, there you go.
One too many baton hits in the head.
I still have it, though. I'll bring it out, like, if my friends come over, and they just rip me to
really?
No end.
That's funny.
I did it the other day. I was sitting, I have a big mirror in my living room, and I had some kind of pole, and I was doing it for the mirror. My boyfriend was like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, the big eagles. Like, you are going to knock yourself out. Or are you going to break something? So put it down.
Oh, wow. I love it. You never forget that
no,
stuff.
No, you don't.
Never.
Yeah.
It's
you
like
never
riding
did.
A bike.
That's funny.
It sure is.
Yeah. So how many women were competing in that contest?
At the state level?
The pageant, yeah.
We usually had like 300, 400 girls.
300, 400. And then they cut it down to how many for the show?
Well, then one girl wins, and then you go to Miss USA, and then at Miss USA, there's 51. There's all 50 states, and then Washington, D.C.
Right,
compete.
Okay.
And then
so
they cut that
each.
Down to 10, and then to 5.
Right.
So
the state one had 300 that you had to compete with.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big, you know, that whole pageant world's a big business, and Donald Trump is the king of marketing. He has taken that thing, you know, to the next level.
Really?
So we're actually trying to get him on our show.
Wow.
Okay, so now I have a question.
Because we have it in there.
I'm sure he's got plenty of time to talk to you.
So speaking of Donald Trump, what do you guys think about his comments regarding our president and not being officially an American?
I did not hear.
I have not heard that
not
either.
Heard.
When did
what
this
happen?
Oh, it's been going on now for the last week or so.
Okay. We were watching reality TV.
We were watching Stupid America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that show.
Yes! I love her.
We need our own show to do reality recap.
Okay, we'll talk about
this.
We'll talk about it later. Okay. Sorry, we just got excited. Okay,
pause
go ahead.
And break for me. Pause
and break for me. Okay, so back to the president. All right.
No,
okay.
So Trump has been like on this high one. You know, like, I just think that he needs to show the certification and show his birth certificate. He needs to show it, and he's gone on the Today Show. Then
Are you
they
serious?
Had, yes, totally. Oh then they had God. Bill Cosby on the Today Show yesterday, who slammed Trump for even having an issue about it, called him an idiot. It's become this
Bill Cosby?
Big, oh, yeah.
Wow.
I love Bill
and
Cosby.
It's,
me too.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, Bill Cosby, because a lot of people are saying right now that, you know, because he's being a version of Bill Cosby that we never really got before.
Sure.
Back
mm-hmm.
in the day, he was the refined, buppy...
Jell-O guy.
Yeah, right. he was the Jell-O guy.
Yeah.
And I think because he's now not so caught up with getting hired by Hollywood, he's showing more of his true colors and speaking
who
his
he
mind.
Is.
Exactly, and letting his real opinions come out instead of saying what's right so you can get a gig.
Right. Yeah.
So, he kind of laid into it. But do you guys think that the president should have to prove his...
citizenship.
Well,
do you
didn't
think
that happen? Hasn't that happened? I mean,
well,
before you get sworn in, don't
I
you
was
have
gonna to say, if we went through all this bullshit of making him the president, you would think at some moment somebody would be like, let me see if you're
I mean,
an American
I think that
citizen.
When you're checking into the White House, they say, okay, here's the things we need from you.
Apparently,
birth certificate.
Apparently what he presented, which they showed on TV just yesterday, was, it's called a title certificate.
Okay.
Like to a car.
Yeah, basically, but it's not signed off by anybody. Like, it's not legally signed by anybody. It just has that, and it has his name on it, and has the country that you're from. But it's you know... So,
I didn't know all that.
Yeah, so from what they're saying, it's not even close to being the credibility that a birth document actually is.
Right.
Here's my thought.
Yeah.
I don't freaking care.
Right.
Yeah. Because for me, I don't really honestly care who runs... because my thought is it's kind of like being a Republican or a Democrat. I don't freaking care what it's called. If you've got the concepts to know how to do the machine and you can do it well, call you a rabbit. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right.
Just get the job done. Mm-hmm. So whether you were born here or grew up in Canada or grew up somewhere else, if your intentions are rich and real for the well-being of this, you know, whole thing that starts here, bring it.
But I think it could, I mean, it could be a lot of things why people are attacking him. You know, a lot of people are pissed at him that he hasn't done anything while he was in office. And who's, I mean, to be honest.
Has he not done anything, though?
Stephanie, I'm about to lose you.
Hold on. Look, let me just say something before you yell at me.
Because I thought you told me all you did was watch stupid TV. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all I do. I'm speaking for people. There's a lot of my friends that voted for Obama that are pissed, that are like, he hasn't done anything, whatever. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I was married to the biggest conspiracy theorist. Sam knows this. I feel like I can retire from ever listening about politics or watching it ever again because I heard such a negative world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and so I don't have an opinion. I voted for Obama. I'm not going to sit here and judge because I don't know what I would do in office. Like,
you know what I'm
saying? Can sit here and say, look, you suck and you haven't done this and this. But the reality is, I don't know what I would do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people are just finding whatever.
I think you're totally right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. To attack him because they say that he hasn't done anything. But you know what? What if Trump is to go there and be the president? What the fuck would he do?
Yeah, well, I don't
know. Make more pageants?
But
I mean, seriously.
Or more TV shows.
Right?
Yeah. But I guess people look to the president to be a leader and so forth, and some people don't see him as that, you know. And look at the situation in Libya. It's sort of like he's not sure what he wants to do, you know. He gives like a double message and that, but why are we getting into
this?
Why are we getting into politics
because
here?
We can, because it's things that I like talking about.
Sam,
no, like, because here's the thing though, I mean, when has there, at least not in my generation of living, has there been a president seated that hasn't gone through this kind of controversy? Every single one of them, they make a move, they say it's right. They make the same move, some people say it's wrong. No one has ever gotten a slam dunk, he's doing a great job, those choices were spot on and consistent. Everybody's a liar, everybody's saying something, backing off of it. So I don't really personally think that Obama's getting anything any worse than any other president has.
Right.
I think, honestly, because he's chocolate, it looks like that. No, I'm being really serious. I do think that a lot of people feel that he's getting a lot of extra heat because of the ethnic thing.
I don't think so, because I think if that was an issue, he wouldn't have been elected in the first place, you know? So I think it's time maybe to put that behind us and focus on him as a person, you know? But, you know, going back to
Donald
Trump.
Doesn't he look like the Mad TV guy, though, really? President Obama, he does. Not the Mad TV, the Mad Magazine.
Yeah. Alfred E. Newman.
He does, doesn't he?
That is funny.
He does.
Think about it.
Wow.
See how I did that for you, Sam?
Thank you very much.
It was a good segue.
Yeah.
It was a good segue.
Yeah. There you go.
He looks like the Mad Magazine guy.
But I was going to bring up Trump. I keep seeing him on TV, you know, like the what's his show again?
The Apprentice.
And he was on CNN and so forth. This guy puts on so much fake tan. Have you ever noticed that? His face is orange, and then there's white around his eyes, you know, because they don't go.
Oh, I haven't noticed that.
That might be from the tanning bed, though.
Well, it looks like
the goggles.
Yeah. Well, that's true, huh?
Or maybe it's just concealer.
Yeah, you know? but it looks like a it looks fake. I mean, it doesn't look like a tanning bed or something. It looks like that spray that you put on. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like so orange.
I'll
check
it out next time I
watch
it.
It looks so ridiculous, you know.
Well, his hair. I don't know what's worse though, his hair or the tan. Seriously, I don't know what's worse. I can't.
That is his signature. That's his brand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He won't get rid of it because he says it's good luck.
Because if he got rid of it, then he would lose his numbers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
because people are talking about him and his hair.
Right. I got to tell you, you got to give the guy credit.
Absolutely.
He is a mastermind of getting his name out there and marketing and branding, and he knows how to work the press. That guy is.
Oh,
he should write a book about that.
Yeah,
how to get press.
Yeah,
because he's good at that.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good businessman.
Yeah,
you know,
he's awesome.
He was bankrupt though years ago.
I remember that.
They say true millionaires and true billionaires though will always lose it at some point in their life. but they always gain it back. Because
really?
They know how to get it, and they love it so
oh,
much.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm going through.
They've been
through
there
right
before. Yeah.
I'm about to hit it big. Yeah. I knew it.
Keep playing that lottery,
there
honey.
Was hope. Yeah. I don't play the lottery. My dad does.
You should. I know the guy who won it this
what?
Last time.
Really?
Yeah,
what
this,
do you mean?
This
what?
Last time. Yeah, I work with
the guy in Alabama with no teeth.
No. The one before. It was last year.
How much
he
did
won
he win?
The big, I think it was like $280 million.
You know him?
Yeah, his dad works with me.
Really?
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, overnight. And let me tell you how it happened. This is a cool story.
Okay.
He's downtown, and his wife wants Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. So he's like, yeah, I know she wants that, but I'm going to go over and get her Hawaiian barbecue.
Okay.
So he goes over, and there's a parking place, and you have to pay $12 to park to get in. And he's like, you know, I'm not going to spend the money to pay $12 to park. I'm going to go over here to this other place.
Right.
So he goes in the other place and gets wherever he was eating at and buys a lottery ticket there. So that's how it intertwined to happen. Mm-hmm. And
he won.
Okay,
they
so
won
we need him
night.
As a sponsor.
Yeah, I know.
There you
look,
go.
I'm not playing.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Our show speaks to exactly what he created.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Look at that.
Yeah, I know he does need the sponsors. I think he could. Yeah, I think he got
for $200 million.
Can you imagine? How much does he get after?
I think it came down to like 80? 100.
Like 90 or something like that. What? Yeah, it's about 50%.
90 million.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Raped though from that. It's like 280 and then. Down to 90. I mean, look,
Stephanie,
90
pause.
Million.
Can
hold
you
on.
Really say you're getting raped?
No! Hold on!
You, no,
just
when you
settle
get to
down,
walk
Carlton.
Away.
Settle down for a second.
Your show, I forgot, sorry.
You can yell at me all you want when I come in on your show. I just invited myself, not like you're going to ask me.
Oh, no,
but,
we should. We should definitely.
She's like, no,
oh,
I yeah. should.
We
I
should because we need her to talk about Scientology.
Oh!
How
long have you been in it?
You're a Scientologist?
I think I'm
going
to go. We should go to a class, guys.
I have.
That would be funny.
And there we go.
Yeah.
And there
he'll
it is.
Go for anything.
I knew it.
Insane.
I knew it. How did I know instinctually that you were sort of a Scientologist?
Anyway,
what happened?
Nothing.
Okay.
What?
I love you.
I learned things is what happened.
Good.
I did. I did Dianetics, and then I did another program. And
inform yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, how
but
did you figure it out, Stephanie? Wow.
I am that good. Sam.
You are that
because
good.
Because here's my thought. Like, I'm really not interested in being this person, kind of like what we're talking about with the Obama stuff,
okay.
that you know, or being a president thing. I don't want to walk around with a bunch of high opinions about something if I don't have direct information about it myself.
I respect
so for
that.
Me to go and blast and say that Scientology is stupid and doesn't work and people shouldn't do it, how do I know?
Right.
I have no idea what the...
Right.
I respect
yeah, people
that.
Just like to make fun of it and stuff, you know.
People
well,
because like
it's different.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, we got to wrap up.
Thank
no,
you for
I'm not
having
done. What?
Well, there you go. You've got another hour to talk, so relax.
Thank
great
you
time.
So
thank you so much, guys.
You guys rock.
Thanks
hey,
for
you
having
guys,
us.
Listen to their show, 1 o'clock today.
Yes.
No Limits. Check it out.
And, yeah, No Limits at 1 with Tara and Carlton, of course. Thanks
thank
again for
guys.
Joining
thank
us.
So much.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Stephanie, you stay out of trouble.
I'll try.
No Dianetics for you. See you all on Monday.
Bye, you guys. Thank you.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.